The following is a Bell to Bell B2B audio production. Bell to Bell is one of 50-plus trusted brands within the Investor Brand Network, IBN. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, IBN uses its network of more than 5,000 key distribution outlets, as well as other corporate communication tools, to introduce public and private companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Our reputation for highly efficient communication strategies is based on the experience and relationships our team has in the space. It is Investor Brand Network's unwavering commitment to connect the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following interview may feature a client partner of Investor Brand Network. IBN may have been compensated for the production of this interview. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure. Thank you. And here today is your host, Stuart Smith.
Welcome back, everybody, and thanks so much for taking time out of your very busy schedules to make us part of your day and part of your due diligence as you look at companies out there that are either public or pre-public and thinking about being public. And that's where we're at today. We're talking with American Cannabis Partners specifically. We're talking to the CEO of the company, Stephen Jordan. Stephen, how are you today?
I'm doing wonderful today. How are you, Stuart?
I'm doing excellent. We can't wait to learn more about your company and the markets that you operate in. But first, tell us where you're at in the company life cycle. In other words, is it on the horizon that your company will be a publicly traded company?
Yes, it is on the horizon. It's something that we talk about constantly with the ever-evolving and changing cannabis industry. It's something that we do have to keep on the table because you never know what tomorrow brings.
Yeah, that's a great point, Stephen. Well, let's jump into what your company does. Obviously, it's in an exciting space. Talk to us about the business model and the markets that you operate in for American Cannabis Partners.
Okay, so American Cannabis Partners is a multi-state operator. We have farms in Northern California as well as the state of Michigan. We have 11 cultivation licenses, totaling about 560,000 square foot of canopy space. These are acquired licenses. So it is fully legit. And then we also have a retail license in the state of Michigan as well. So one of the biggest things for us in providing not just for the consumers, but the corporate side of the company with shareholders and stakeholders is assets and safety. And that's one of the hardest things to find in this industry. A lot of people and a lot of companies have products, but they've placed themselves in very strenuous liability situations that if they can't make a product, they no longer have a company. ACP took the opposite direction. We raised capital initially, step by step, and we deployed that money into assets, tangible assets, real estate, equipment, things of that nature, just in case if there ever were some type of bad situation that came up or dissolution or some type of change in a regulatory agency that, you know, was no longer a good fit for ACP in that location, we had the ability to liquidate and move and still stay afloat and protect our shareholders. So that's always been a big part for us is assets, 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 and then build the operations out. To this day, like I said, ACP has the 12 operating licenses. We are cash flow positive, shareholder distribution positive, and we're moving to our third state sometime in 2022, probably the latter half of 2022. But we are moving into our third state, preferably on the East Coast. So we'll be able to say that we are a, you know, national operator from side to side, coast to coast. We're good to go. So that's pretty much in a gist of who we are.
Well, very good. Outstanding time to be talking with you. And those are two massive markets, Michigan and California. And a lot of people, Michigan crept up on a lot of people, but it is a proving ground, just like Colorado was back in the day and California is now. So those are great markets for you to have a footprint in. Stephen, you're our guest today. You're also the leader of the company as the CEO. We'd like to learn about you and the team you've assembled around you. Tell us a little bit about your background.
All right, so my background, still younger, I like to think, in the later 30s. But, you know, I've been in the cannabis industry for a few years. Before that, I was, you know, academia and dealing with private equity investments and things like that and private stock. But I was in that field for a few years, and then I came into cannabis many years ago, back around 2014, when I was offered a position with a company in the Caribbean. And so I actually took that position, and I lived down in Jamaica for 3 years. I worked with a great company that was fully licensed in cultivation, medical R&D with the University of West Indies, medical tourism, which is what they would consider retail, as well as manufacturing, transportation, and exportation. Those were all acquired licenses by that company. I worked there for 3 years. I was ready to come back to the U.S., and when I did, I worked with, obviously, in California, the hot spot at the time for cannabis, and I lived in San Francisco, and I worked with two Series A companies, one a white label and one a lifestyle brand, and then took director of operations subcontracts for them for a year each. And then in 2018, California went fully legit in recreational in January, and I opened ACP, and I've been here ever since. The relationships that I built and the family and the culture that I built around me in Jamaica, I brought back with me to the United States. One of the greatest things of being in Jamaica is the happiness of the people. And even in the face of adversity, in the face of poverty and everything else, political turmoil and all those things that they have, they're still happy people, constantly happy people. And cannabis is a big attribute to that. So I felt that the best thing for me to do to really push this company was to give it not just its corporate structure and its proper operations, but to put a culture and a story into it as well. And that's where, the Jamaican employees really come in to play. It's been a great experience to bring their skill sets and bring their, knowledge of 30, 40 years worth of cultivation into Northern California, into Michigan.
Outstanding. Well, let's talk about the year 2021 so far. As you look back on the landscape of this year, coming out of a crazy year that was 2020, what do you see as some of the major milestones your company's been able to achieve?
Well, I think I can say for all people in existence that 2020 was not the best year ever in any industry or any aspect of life. But it was a filter. 2020 was definitely a filter. If you made it through 2020 and into 2021, you were off to a great start. And if you made it through the second quarter of 2021, then, there's a great chance you're going to survive. And I think that goes for a lot of people, not just in, ancillary, but also in direct cannabis operations. It's been a trial and test. And when it comes to logistics, inflation, material inflation, things and supplies and even labor. But, where there's a will, there's a way. Where there's perseverance, we're able to push through. That's been our focus is staying on point of that. With 2021, we've been able to double our cultivation outputs just in California alone. Michigan is currently, in its completion of being built out with greenhouses and the retail space. So those are coming online in 2021. So I would say for our company, we're really ramping it up in a hockey stick growth style. When we have, one revenue generator that's doubled, and now you have two additional revenue generators, one being a separate, different segment of the industry coming online. So I think it's a really good play for us. And I think, the more money we're able to make, obviously, the more we're able to redeploy or reallocate that money back into the company, as well as take care of our shareholders first.
Excellent. That's been a recurring theme for you, and I appreciate you pointing that out. Your existing shareholders have been well taken care of by you and well informed. To be well informed about this company, listeners, go to investorbrandnetwork.com. Click on the clients page. Then from there, all you have to do is go in alphabetical order and you will find ACP Farms, American Cannabis. Let's talk a little bit about the company's website, acpfarms.com. You'll be able to check that out as well to learn more about the company. So as we push forward in the latter half here of 2021, what are some of your operational goals for the company?
The operational goals would be to, obviously, uniformity is a huge thing for us through our SOPs. And so bringing Michigan, online and getting it operated with, the Jamaican workers and Jamaican management, and also, our stateside management, getting everything in line, getting the synchronicity going and making sure everything stays uniform. But our milestones are to hit, the highest production rates that we can safely, through mitigation of cultivation, but also bringing the retail position in, being able to really get a fast turn in movement in that market space through obviously advertising and marketing on the national level, but also, you know, just involvement and interactions with the consumers and creating that, you know, customer brand loyalty. And so that's really our goals for this year, is to bring Michigan fully online and be able to really capitalize on its revenues, but also the most part is to be able to capitalize on the relationships with the consumers. We also have three proprietary strains of our company. We are the only ones in the world that can grow this. It was our genetics done within house, and we are bringing those online this year as well. We are trying to push that envelope as quickly as we can in order to bring that product to the shelves for the consumers.
Well, very good, listeners. Once again, we're speaking with Stephen Jordan. He is the CEO of American Cannabis Partners. Stephen, I want to thank you so much for your time and your insight and your candor regarding your exciting young company. We expect great things from you and American Cannabis Partners here in 2021 and well beyond. Thanks, Stephen.
Hey, Stuart, thank you, and have a great, great day.
All right, for Stephen Jordan, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
This audio production is an original broadcast provided by Bell to Bell, B2B, and all rights are reserved. B2B is your primary destination for informative updates and exclusive interviews with executives operating in fast-moving industries. We make market hours more informative with deep dives into the stocks on our watch list, an in-depth examination of the trends guiding North American markets forward. Bell to Bell is another trusted brand under the Investor Brand Network, IBN. IBN may receive payments for corporate communication relations, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its client partners. You should assume that officers and directors of IBN or financial analysts mentioned hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, or should it be, construed as investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio interview by IBN is not purported to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used in statements of fact have been obtained from featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by IBN as to completeness and accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.